Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now. The number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking this month about the eight truths every Christian needs to know. And we started with the person of Jesus Christ, the deity of Christ. Is Jesus God? He's the most compelling figure that's ever walked this planet. And he lived 2,000 years ago, but today people talk about him and they ask questions about him more so than ever before in human history. I mean, that's quite a testimony about the impact Christ has had in this world. So that's the first thing that we need to know, that Jesus Christ himself is God, was God in human flesh, and that he was raised from the dead, and that we can trust him for life everlasting. The second thing is the Word of God. This Bible that we hold in our hands is authoritative in our lives. We can trust it. It is truth, and it points us to the truth of Jesus Christ. I love what Paul wrote about it in 2 Timothy. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And this ties right back into the very first one, Jesus Christ. The Word of God is really God's testimony about Jesus. And if we're going to be equipped for every good work, thoroughly equipped for every good work, then we need to know who Jesus is. Why? Because our work is to trust him. And so this Word of God equips us in the knowledge of Jesus and gives us impetus to trust him on a day-to-day basis. And that is such a powerful, powerful relationship there. God speaks to us not only through his Holy Spirit, but through the Word of God. Both are taking the things of the Lord Jesus and making them real to us so that we can trust him, allowing him to live his life through us. And that's what the world needs, yes, is to see a picture of his life lived out in day-to-day experience.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have plenty of open lines, 844-322-2742. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss or like us to discuss, why, give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Fredericksburg and talk to Rob listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Tell us your question.
It's about, it's like, then you are having a crisis or going down a wrong street, and suddenly God says, remember John 10:27-29. You're saved, so don't worry. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're trying to figure out, is that what it means to hear the voice of God? And I would say
it's
yes.
Automatic.
I think that's the Holy Spirit bringing those truths back to remembrance and bringing them to our minds. Robert, and it's interesting, Richard, let's talk a little bit about this. When we're born again, our spirits are made new. They've come to life. They're regenerated.
Yes.
And then God's Spirit comes to take up residence right there. So there's a union that is formed, and God's Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we belong to Christ. And then once that takes place, we begin a process of renewing our minds.
Yes.
So our thinking needs to be changed. How does that thinking get changed? And I think it's through the Word of God. So
yes,
we read passages like John chapter 10, and we understand that we are now in Christ's hands, and Christ's hands are in God the Father's hands, and no one can snatch us out of that. So we have this security, and it's not a security that's just based on memorizing scripture. I mean, that's a real thing. We are truly in the hands of Jesus, and his hands are truly in the hands of God the Father, and no one can penetrate that lock. So we are secure, actually secure. Well, we sometimes forget that. Our minds don't always remember, but God's Spirit is there to bring those things to memory again, and to reassure us in our thinking. Our spirits are secure,
yes,
but it's our thinking that gets a little wobbly, that gets a little shaky, that gets, out there, so to speak. And God's Spirit, through the Word, brings us back to solid footing in our thinking. Mm-hmm. And then as that gets on solid ground, then our actions can follow suit.
Yes, and that's one of the key reasons why there is no condemnation. So the Spirit isn't going to leave me where I am if I'm out in the weeds somewhere. He's going to come out there with me, and the first thing he's going to tell me is, Richard, you are absolutely secure. Okay? Now, in that security, let's talk about where you are. Are you being consistent with who you are, your new identity? And I usually say, well, no, not really. He says, well, come on over here with me. Let's talk about it. And he continues to renew my mind. But he always starts from that place of security, never from a place of condemnation.
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting here in America, as we've watched kind of the decline, and we continue to watch that as far as our morals are concerned. We've kind of lost our way, so to speak. And what we're seeing happen is that we're exchanging our freedom for a sense of security.
Yes.
And the government puts that out there, and that's why we will adopt and accept some of the laws, and that's why, you know, there's lots of things going on, because we're fearful and we want that sense of security. So we're exchanging freedom for security. But with Christ, he gives us freedom. I mean, gives us security. He puts us on that solid footing so that we can experience true freedom.
Yes.
And it's a completely different way of looking at things. So Christ starts with the security. I am going to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you are in me and that I am in you. And from that flows this freedom. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful thing. Well, Robert, we sure appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And open lines for you, friends, 844-322-2742.
Well, let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and talk with Andrew, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Andrew.
Yes, good afternoon. It's good to hear y'all again.
Well, nice to hear from you as well. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question. We were in Bible study, and we were talking about Exodus, the 9th chapter, and it was talking about the plagues that God put on the Egyptians. And it said that he had killed all the livestock. And then, you know, later on in the passage, he sent the 6th plague with the boils. And my question was, Where did those other animals come from? And we're talking about, some said that, now means that, you know, call all means all, so that means all of them were killed. So it had to be a point in time where they got some more animals. And then some were saying that the word all did not really mean all, that they didn't kill all of them, that there were still some there in order for them to put the balls on.
Well, the passage actually explains that in the plague on the livestock. It talks about your horses, donkeys, camels, your cattle, sheep, and goats. Well, after those had been killed, there could still be a lot of animals. You know, dogs, cats, you know, lions. There were lions in Africa back in those days. They captured them and used them for sport.
They didn't want to talk about pigs, though.
No, no. But there were, you know, the livestock was killed, but whatever was left over then got the boils.
Right, so that wouldn't mean it wouldn't have to be a certain length of time that passed before that happened, because, you know, it was talking about all of the animals. So,
well, it just said all the lives,
kind of animals.
It just said all the livestock of the Egyptians died. So, so that's I think that's the key distinction that Richard was drawing there. So it didn't say all the animals of the Egyptians died. It said all the livestock, and then they had listed out what constituted the livestock of the Egyptians.
Okay, so it was a difference between the livestock and the animals then, because the livestock and animals wouldn't be the same thing then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there was
livestock is a subset of animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these plagues didn't take place over 15 or 20 years. They were pretty right on top of each other, because God was communicating to Pharaoh that he was the one true God, as opposed to Pharaoh, who claimed that he was a god, and he couldn't, of course, stand up against Jehovah.
Well, I got what you're saying now. So you're saying if so it wasn't that he did kill all of those particular animals, but then there were some other animals left. Mm-hmm.
Whatever was left. Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, if I understand it correctly, what God did was, in these plagues, he moved through the pantheon of Egyptian gods, from their lowest level gods right up to Pharaoh himself, and just completely obliterated any idea that the Egyptian gods were a match for the one true God.
So. Okay, I got just different. So all these plagues dealt with different lower level gods then.
Yes.
Okay.
Boy, you nailed it just right there, Andrew.
Okay.
All right.
I certainly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you indeed.
Plenty of time on the clock. Open lines, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, want to inform our listeners of several upcoming events. The first is right around the corner, October 4th. It's happening right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, so all of our K-Word listeners, listen up. This is an opportunity to come and be a part of a wonderful service at Park Meadows Church down in Waxahachie, Texas. Also, our friends in Waco and even further south than that, we invite you to come and be a part of this as well. Dr. Joe Langley is the pastor of that church. He's an avid listener of the broadcast. He and I have become friends. We've had wonderful times of fellowship together, and loving that guy more and more every time we meet. His heart for this gospel message and his desire to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ, it's really inspirational, and he has invited us to come down for a basic gospel day at his church. That's going to take place October 4th, Sunday, October 4th. The service starts at 10 o'clock. We would love to see you there. We would love to see as many of our listeners at that particular service as can possibly show up and be a part of it. It's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship, a wonderful time of teaching. I think we're going to have a time for question and answers, and then maybe even a lunch together. So come and be a part of that October 4th at Park Meadows Church in Waxahachie, Texas. The address is 3350 Highway 77, North Waxahachie, Texas, and we will have some information about that on our events tab at basicgospel.net. Also, we have two conferences coming up for our radio listeners. One in New York City at the King's College, and this is October 24th, Saturday, October 24th. We're calling this the Simply Grace Tour. Richard and I will be there. We will have other folks from the New York area helping to put this on, but this is going to be a fabulous time. It's going to happen in the morning from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, so come down, be a part of that. We will have four messages that particular day. All of those messages are tied to the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You will get a copy of that with your registration. So this is going to be a wonderful time of fellowship. So we want to meet as many of you as possible. The auditorium that we're using at the King's College is limited in space. I think it holds about 150 people. So you need to jump on and register as quickly as possible. And then 2 weeks later, we will be in the Washington, D.C. area. Actually in Bristow, Virginia, doing a conference. Again, it's a Saturday morning event, and all the details for that Simply Grace tour stop are on our website as well. So come join us, sign up, be a part of these events. Wonderful opportunities for you to get even more deeply grounded into this gospel message, to meet other like-minded believers, maybe find some places to fellowship. So come be a part of what's happening through Basic Gospel here over the next month and a half.
Exciting events coming up. Well, right now, again, open lines, friends, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, you know there's a lot of excitement these days about certain events that are converging at this particular point in time. Things on the Jewish calendar, you have the Shemitah, you have the Jubilees, you have the trumpets and the feasts and all of these things coming together along with the blood moons and the solar eclipses and so forth. And so there is a lot of excitement about that, possibly pretending some event. We don't know, of course. We just have to keep our eye on it. But this leads into a question from Robbie about end times. He listens on WMCA in New York. He says, where will the church be during the millennium kingdom? Exactly what type of relationship does Christ have with the church's inhabitants during the millennium kingdom? Will it be through the Holy Spirit, or will it be with Christ's physical presence at that time?
Well, if I read it correctly, you know, Christ is going to return and set up the physical, visible kingdom. Is that, am I understanding
that
correctly?
Yeah.
So he will be here, we will be here. And I think that will be an exciting time for us. You know, of course, there's all kinds of different theological positions as far as the millennium is concerned. Some folks say we're already in it, that Christ's kingdom is happening right now, and there's truth to that. But it's more in an invisible way. It's happening through the church, God's presence being made known into the world through his church. But there's going to be a time when there's that marriage feast of the Lamb, and all of this is going to come together, and that's what our hope is. So, you know, I think we can read it and we can try to figure it all out, and this is what it seems like is the way it's going to be. And bottom line, we really don't know for sure it happens, do we?
No, not at all. And that's the issue always with Revelation and end times, is when we get too wrapped up in the signs, which there are many, and the judgments, we take our eyes off of Jesus, who is the victor, and we get nervous. We get anxious. Yeah. Is this the time? Well, actually, I'd be happy if Jesus came tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready for him. But if he doesn't come in my lifetime, I still have the joy of my salvation, regardless of what happens around me or within the rest of the world.
Yeah, what we do know for sure is Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he came the first time, he is coming back again. We can count on that. How all of the events around that are going to happen, like I said, there are so many different opinions out there and different viewpoints and theological stances. And I think sometimes those blur the most important thing, fact that Jesus is coming again and the fact that we're going to be with him forever. We can count on that. As Rob asked at the beginning of the program about John chapter 10, when Jesus comes back, we're in his hands and we're in God the Father's hands and we're going to be with him. So we're in a very secure position as believers.
And one thing I will absolutely guarantee, somebody is going to guess right. Okay? Somebody's going to guess right. But the guarantee is that when Jesus shows up, that person's not going to stand up in the crowd and go, hey, I got it.
Yeah.
They're
going to
be on their face before God, just like everybody else praising him.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's go to Hadley, Mass, and talk with Danny. Hi, Danny.
How you doing, sir?
Doing?
Thank you for taking my call. I just have one personal question, if I can.
Okay.
I'm a security guard. I work for Walmart store. And before I found Jesus, I was a thief. You know, I would steal from the store big time. And now I'm a security guard, and the tables turn a lot, you know. And I'm pressing charges on people, you know, every time I make a stop or whatever. But no charges were pressed against me, and I feel like Jesus has forgave me. And I don't feel like I'm forgiving people the same way. And I just wanted to hear your point of view on it. I mean, I'm very thankful for my job and the way God is providing for me. you know, and I don't want to be complaining all the time about it neither as well. So that's another problem.
Well, Danny, that's an excellent question, and it's one of those dilemmas that we sometimes find ourselves in. As far as your job as a security guard is concerned, you have a certain job description, and Walmart is paying you to carry out that job description. So if somebody is stealing from the store, or whatever it may be, and you find out about it, it's your job to, do whatever you're supposed to do at that particular moment. Now, as an individual, as a believer, you have to recognize that their offense is against Walmart, and they are robbing from Walmart, and so Walmart has policies in place to handle those particular things. So you're simply there carrying out the policies of Walmart. Now, if they do something against you individually in with you carrying out your job to carry out the policies of Walmart, then you can forgive them. You can extend forgiveness. And your forgiveness doesn't take away from your ability to perform your job functions. So you can extend forgiveness for them and still, arrest them or whatever, or press charges that they stole something and to put that into the hands of the law.
Yeah, it's one of the really interesting things about our life in Christ is that even though he extends to us this absolute forgiveness that we've been talking about all day, we're always working from a position of strength, very rarely does he allow us not to reap what we've sown. And so I can be a forgiven person and still go to jail for stealing. I can be, as a forgiven person, I can be in your job, Danny, and make sure that someone is apprehended and goes to jail, all the while carrying forgiveness toward that person. And so,
and knowing that could have been me.
Yeah, it could have been me.
Yeah. And so, Danny, as far as your job duties, carry them out with the highest sense of integrity, knowing that you are carrying out the policies of Walmart, pressing charges as they have required. But if they do something, if the person you're pressing charges against does something to you individually, you extend that forgiveness.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering my question.
You're welcome, Danny. Hey, God, you're welcome. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
We sure appreciate it. Let me put you on hold. I want to send you a copy of a book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Okay? You hang on.
Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, of course, is Bob's new book published by Harvest House. It's available from our bookstore at store.basicgospel.net. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to get a copy for yourself and possibly pass one along. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace by Bob Christopher. Also, stay in touch with Basic Gospel by downloading our app. It's available now in the App Store. It offers multiple options, and it works fine on the iPhone, the iPad, iPod Touch, and the Android devices. We hope you'll download it. It's ready now, and it's free in the App Store. We also invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. Just click subscribe in the upper corner of any page on the website. You know, Friends of Basic Gospel have supported this ministry through the months and years so that others might hear the good news of the love of Jesus Christ. It's what we do every day on this program. We talk about the fullness of his love, life, and his grace. And the truth about him has a way of cutting through the litter and the clutter of religion and reaching directly into the heart. It's our privilege to deliver this good news, this truth, on Basic Gospel every day. But we need your ongoing prayers and financial support to keep broadcasting this good news. You can come alongside of us and partner with us to help get the word out. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. And for your gift of any amount this month, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's series, the CD series, The Power of Eight, Transforming Truths Every Believer Should Know. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now, for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.